Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. The thrill of victory and the difficulty of talking about such an ugly game for the Eagles. It happens. We're here to talk about how it happened. We've got offense, defense, special teams to talk about. First up has to be the offense, Brian, presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. Not a lot was engaged for the Eagles on Monday night. You've been through those kind of games.
You have these types of games from time to time, and I think for the Eagles, they have to try to figure things out just a little bit. How do you get back to running the ball efficiently? How do you stay on the field longer? They were 1-for-14 on third down, just not good enough. Nick Foles has to be a little bit more accurate with some of his throws. And listen, when your MVP candidate Carson Wentz goes down, everyone has to get better. That means the receivers need a little bit more space and getting open. That means the tight ends have to block better. Offensive line has to block better. We have to play with more consistency. Everyone has to do a better job.
Very obvious statements. Now let's dig in deeper and find out how that actually is done. From just a schematic, from a logistics standpoint, we're in week 17. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a meaningless game in the standings on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. We've heard Doug Peterson talk about he wants to wait till the middle of the week to finally really get an idea of who's going to play how much. Yeah. Brian, how do you fix it? Does it really need to be fixed? Are we overreacting to one game as we overreacted in New York to the defense?
You know, I don't think it's an overreaction. I think this is how important these games at the end of the season are, because you have a quarterback that hasn't played all season long. Nick Foles is a guy that just played a couple games in the last few years. And so I want everything hitting on all cylinders going into the playoff game. I don't want to end our season going down. We just want to end our season going up, getting better. And right now we're not ascending. We're not playing the type of football that's going to help us win in the playoffs. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. How are you going to get playoff victories? Right now we're not playing that type of football.
So let me counter that and say 2014, Andy Reid rested his starters. The Eagles lost at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. You're going down. Mm-hmm. Go into the playoffs and you went up.
Well, 2014?
2004, I'm sorry.
But this is the difference. That team had a lot of veterans that have been in the playoffs. They've had NFC championship experience.
Good point.
This is a total different team here. This team doesn't have that same type of pedigree. That team that we played on 2004, they've been in fights. They played playoff games and won. This team doesn't have that same type of experience. They don't know what it takes to win in the playoffs. At this point, as a coach, you have to teach this team what it takes.
All right, so let's talk about the schematics of this offense. On Monday night, the Eagles completing 5 passes for 40 yards, 14 targets to the wide receivers. That is not effective enough. It's not explosive enough. We see what happens when that happens. The Eagles don't get plays in chunks, and they have to scratch and claw and bite for their points. Was it a case, Brian, of the wide receivers not doing their job, Nick not doing his job, a combination of everything?
I think it's a little combination of both. I think Nelson dropped one, which would have been a big play going down into the red zone. I just think offensively, here's the deal. You're not going to have the MVP Carson Wentz anymore. Nick Foles has to make some of these throws. He has to get the ball out early. These guys are not going to be wide open. And the receivers, they have to do their job as well. They have to find more space. That means stemming your guy up, sticking your routes, getting across the field, find more space. The Raiders did a pretty good job of playing man-to-man defense. They had guys over the top, 3-shell, a 2-shell, but they played man-to-man underneath and made it tough. And again, those windows, as you approach the playoffs, they're going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. This team has to understand and how to figure out how to operate within that space where you're going to have less margin for error.
Brian, what was so strange about the game on Monday, second drive, Eagles go down the field and they pound the ball, and Jay Ajayi is getting into a rhythm, and they're controlling the line of scrimmage, and then they run a perfectly executed screen.
Yes.
Ajayi dives into the end zone, touchdown. You figure, well, this game is going to be a blowout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And maybe the Eagles felt that as well.
Well, I you know, as a running back, you get in the rhythm in the game. That second series, you run 8 out of 10 times that you call plays. They're run plays, and now you get away from it. You know, as a running back, once you get me in that rhythm, keep handing me the ball, whether it's a screen, whether it's a handoff, continue to hand me the ball. I think Doug, as a play caller, likes to throw the football. Andy Reid loved to throw the football. I was a big-time part of that. But I think in this part, in this day and age, in this, as you move into the playoffs, you have to have the ability to run the football, especially when everyone knows you're going to run the football. That's something that you have to develop now. I don't think that the thought process was there.
And some potentially very difficult defenses in the NFC playoffs. Of course, Minnesota outstanding, Carolina terrific, the Saints playing really well on the defensive side of the ball. So there's some work to be done.
One of the keys to running the football, one of the reasons why you want to run the football, especially playing against some of those offensive. You're talking about those guys, they can throw it up. Case Keenum has been playing well. We all know what Drew Brees is. We want to keep the ball out of their hands just as much as we want to control the football and win playing physical football. We don't want their offense to have the ball. We have to be able to run it.
Despite the warts, Brian, a 13-2 record, a number one seed in the playoffs, the Eagles feeling good on this Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I know there's some angst out there, and you've been in the position where
yes.
the fans are worried, the players don't feel that necessarily.
The most important thing that they wanted to come out of the game with last night was home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And we accomplished that. It wasn't pretty. Last week, we're talking about a defense that looked terrible. Offense stepped up to the plate. Special teams stepped up to the plate last week. This week, offense struggled, but the defense has 5 turnovers. So it's a team game, and you got to go from week to week. There's no perfect team moving into the playoffs. We just have to figure out how to get better. That's the most important
thing. You know, it's funny because I watched games over the weekend. I went into Monday night thinking, the rest of the NFC is flawed.
Yes, yes, they
so,
are.
So I mean, I wonder if fans from Minnesota, after they kind of struggled against mm-hmm. a depleted mm-hmm. Green Bay mm-hmm. team and, you know, the Rams struggling to win and Carolina struggling to win, they all feel the same way. These playoffs are wide open. That's everybody, why you can't miss this opportunity at home.
Everybody has their warts, and you're right. The most important thing, they got to come through Philly.
Yeah.
They got to come through this stadium where it's going to be cold, where the fans are going to be absolutely going crazy. That's the most important thing that you got accomplished yesterday, so you have to appreciate that.
Right, so we will talk about the rest of the performance from Monday night, the defense, and the special teams.